Funding for this program was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the financial support of viewers like you.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, the Schemer team? Well, Schemer did pay for the uniform. Maybe they look better when they're on. Mr. Conductor, are you okay? Sorry, Mr. Conductor, I didn't see you there.
Oh, that's all right, Matt. Yes, Kara, I'm as right as rain. I landed like a soft pop fly, you might say.
Do you play baseball on the island of Sodor?
Well, I'm working on that one, Dan. But they do have all kinds of sports and games and famous competitions.
Really? Like what?
Well, surely you remember my telling you about the great race between Percy and Harold?
What race? Who's Harold? Kara and I never heard that story, Mr. Conductor.
Well, then, it's time you did.
Percy worked hard at the new harbor. The workmen needed stone for their building. Toby helped, but sometimes the loads of stone were too heavy, and Percy had to fetch them for himself. Sometimes he'd see Thomas.
Well done, Percy. Sir Topham Hatt is very pleased with us.
An airfield was close by. Percy heard the airplane zooming overhead all day. The noisiest of all was a helicopter.
Silly thing, said Percy. Why can't it go and buzz somewhere else?
One day, Percy stopped at the airfield.
Hello, said Percy. Who are you?
I'm Harold.
Who are you?
I'm Percy. What whirly great arms you've got.
They're nice arms, said Harold. I can hover like a bird. Don't you wish you could hover?
Certainly not. I like my rails, thank you.
I think railways are slow, said Harold. They're not much use and quite out of date.
He whirled his arms and buzzed away. Percy found Toby at the quarry.
I say, Toby, that Harold, that stuck-up whirlybird thing, says I'm slow and out of date. Just let him wait. I'll show him.
He collected his freight cars and started off, still fuming. Soon they heard a familiar buzzing.
Percy, whispered his driver. There's Harold. He's not far ahead. Let's race him.
Yes, let's, said Percy.
Percy pounded along. The car screamed and swayed.
Well, I'll be a ding-dong-dang, said the driver. There was Harold. The race was on. Go it, Percy, he yelled. You're gaining.
Percy had never been allowed to run fast before. He was having the time of his life.
Hurry, 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 he panted to the cars. We don't want to, we don't want to, they grumbled.
It was no use. Percy was bucketing along with flying wheels and Harold was high and alongside. Fireman shovels for dear life.
Well done, Percy, shouted the driver. We're gaining. We're going ahead. Oh, good boy, good boy.
A distant signal warned them that the harbor wharf was near.
Beep, beep, beep.
Brakes, conductor, please. The driver carefully checked the train's headlong speed. They rolled under the main line and halted on the wharf.
Oh, dear,
groaned Percy. I'm sure we've lost. The fireman scrambled to the cab roof.
We've won! We've won! He shouted. Harold's still hovering. He's looking for a place to land.
Listen, boys, the fireman called. Here's a song for Percy. Said Harold the helicopter to our Percy, you are slow. Your railway is out of date and not much use you know. But Percy and his stone cars did the trip in record time, and we beat the helicopter on our old branch line. Percy loved it. Oh, thank you, he said. He liked the last line best of all, and was a very happy engine.
I'm glad Percy won.
Well, fun to win, of course. I always say playing your best is the real fun.
Let the game begin! Hey, don't anybody yet to help me or anything. Come on, let's get up. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's work it out. Work it out. A little hustle for the muscle. All right, here we go. First off, we're going to be doing some touching your toes. Right hand to left toe, left hand to right toe. Ready? Follow your coach. Ready? And right hand to left toe, left hand to right toe. Left toe to hold toe. Bow toe to toe. Roll to roll. Okay. Excellent work, excellent work. Remember, no pain, no gain. Here we go, we're going to do some cracker jacks right now. Here we go.
Cracker jacks? Don't you mean jumping jacks?
Well, maybe I just do mean jumping jacks. All right, let's jump those jacks. Ready? And oh, one, and crack those jacks, and jack those hacks, and rack those macks, and hey, hey, a little faster, a little more muscle, come on. Eh, quite a team, huh, Bill? Tell you what, we got our first game today. We're playing the Buttertown Batters, and we're going to murder that team because they stink.
Schemer, isn't baseball supposed to be a game? Isn't it supposed to be fun? The Schemer team does not look like it's having much fun.
Hey, who cares about fun? It's winning. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. And believe you me, their feet are going to be plenty of agony. Okay, take five. Just don't take anything from me. Come on. Okay, coming up right now, next is a little bit of throwing practice. Skeenie, set him up.
Right.
This next thing is really great for the hand-eye homogenation.
That's coordination.
Whatever, whatever. Come on, let's go. Stand up. Up we go, up we go, up we go.
Can we wrestle
there? I think you tired him out there, Schemer.
Oh, I tired them out, huh? I am the coach here, Billy. Of course, unless you'd like to show them how not to knock down the can.
He can do it.
Okay, okay. Right now, Billy Two Feathers, my friend, is going to show you how not to knock down the can.
Now, the most important thing to remember when you're throwing is to relax. The ball is bound to go where you throw it. The other most important thing to remember is it's not that important if you miss.
First off, that was an entirely lucky shot. Let me see that. Secondly, a major league professional player does not relax. He bears down. He looks at the object he wants to throw to and he tastes it. He knows he's going to be burning a hole right through it, including the kid standing behind the can of holes going to go through too. Move it, move it. Watch my style. My wrist, my leg, my eye. He doesn't know whether I'm going to be throwing a groove ball, a goof ball, or a glue ball. Well, first off, Billy was a lot closer than I was. I can hit it from here. Oh, this is how close Billy was. Watch, I'll get it.
What was that?
Just a screwball.
Shining Time Station, Stacy Jones speaking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got it. All right, I'll tell them. Thank you. Bye. Schemer, that was the coach of the Buttertown Batters team.
What do you want? Is he begging for mercy?
No, she said there's a change of schedule and her team won't be playing your team today. You'll be playing the Snarlyville Slashers.
Snarlyville Slashers? Wow. The best team in the whole league. Probably the meanest team in the valley. We're going to get clobbered.
All right, team, let's do some, stretch away. Do some every jumping jack and touch your toes at the same time. Come on, let's go. We're going to get murdered. What are we going to do?
Genius time.
Skeevy, come here quick. That's right, get over here. Come here.
Okay. Fine. There
you go. What are you doing?
I am disguising you. Now listen, my beloved nephew, you are our only hope. I want you to sneak in to the Snarlyville Slashers and find out any, like, secret weaknesses that they have.
Such as
fielding, for example, or maybe one of them forgot their glove. That way we can hit the ball to them. Anything so that we can win.
Like a spy?
Like a spot. Now go! Come on!
What's a spy?
I don't know. Oh, wait. I think it's a game. I spy with my little eye. You want to play?
Sure.
Oh, me too.
Me too. Me three.
Okay. Now, I spy with my little eye something that is, white.
Is it one of your piano keys?
Nope, you're cold.
Is it Texas hat?
You're hot, that's it.
Ooh.
Now it's your turn.
Okay, I spy with my little eye. All right, hands a little closer together. Hold tight with the bottom hand. Keep your elbows up.
What you gotta do is just keep your eye on the ball. Follow the ball into the glove. Eye on the ball.
All right, you're back. Did you find out anything?
I found out plenty.
Okay, tell me.
It's gonna cost you.
How much?
A dollar.
Oh, forget about it. Skeevy, that's too much.
I found out plenty.
Talk.
They're really good. They're gonna cream us. In fact, I can't bet this $1 against our team.
Schemer.
What?
You should be ashamed of yourself, sending little Skeeny out to spy on the other team. That's cheating.
It wasn't spying. It's called scouting. Right?
Right.
They do it all the time in the big leagues.
This isn't the big leagues. This is supposed to be fun.
Fun? Apparently, Miss Jones, you do not know the first thing about baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Come on, kid. Come here. Watch this.
Come on. Shot. Give me that thing.
Yeah.
This isn't the big league. You're not supposed to be cheating.
What?
Yes, that's a good move. I've got him now. Oh, so that's your plan, eh? Well, we'll just see about that.
Who is he playing against?
I think he's playing by himself.
Like practicing?
Yeah, something like that. You gotta practice in every game.
My, that was clever. I wasn't expecting that. You win. Thank you.
Good game. Thank you. There's nothing like playing a game against a really skillful opponent. But shouldn't you all be out playing baseball?
The game's not for a while yet. And anyway, we're gonna lose.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly will with that attitude. Imagine if Thomas had felt like that in his famous race against Bertie.
Did Thomas win? Tell us, Mr. Conductor.
I will.
Thomas was waiting at a junction when a bus arrived.
Hello, said Thomas. Who are you?
I'm Bertie. Who are you?
I'm Thomas. I run this branch line.
So you're Thomas. Ah, I remember now. You got stuck in the snow.
I took your passengers, and Terrence the tractor pulled you out. I've come to help you with your passengers today. Help me, said Thomas. I can go faster than you. You can't, said Bertie. I can, huffed Thomas. I'll race you, said Bertie. Their drivers agreed to the race going ahead. The station master said, are you ready? Go! Thomas never could go fast at first, and Bertie drew in front.
Why don't you go fast? Why don't you go fast?
Called Annie and Clarabel.
Wait and see, wait and see, hissed Thomas.
He's a long way ahead, they wailed. But Thomas didn't mind. He'd remembered the level crossing. There was Bertie fuming at the gates while they sailed gaily through.
Goodbye, Bertie, called Thomas.
After that, the road left the railway so they couldn't see Bertie. Then they had to stop at the station to let off passengers.
Beep, beep.
Quickly, please, called Thomas, and off they went again.
Come along, sang Thomas.
We're coming along, sang Annie and Clarabel.
Hurry, hurry, hurry,
panted Thomas. Then he looked ahead. There was Bertie tooting triumphantly on his horn.
Oh, dearie me, groaned Thomas.
Steady, Thomas, said his driver.
We'll beat Bertie yet.
We'll beat Bertie yet. We'll beat Bertie yet,
echoed Annie and Clarabel.
We'll do it, panted Thomas.
Oh, bother, there's a station.
Then he heard Bertie.
Goodbye, Thomas, you must be tired.
Sorry I can't stop, we buses have to work, you know.
Goodbye. Oh, dear, thought Thomas, we've lost.
But he felt better after a drink. The signal dropped.
Hurrah, we're off! Hurrah, we're off! Puffed Thomas.
As they crossed the bridge, they heard an impatient honk, honk. There was Bertie waiting at the traffic lights. He started with a roar and chased on after Thomas again. Now Thomas reached his full speed. Bertie tried hard, but Thomas was too fast. Whistling triumphantly, he plunged into the tunnel, leaving Bertie toiling far behind.
We've done it! We've done it! Panted Thomas.
We've done it! Hooray! We've done it! Hooray!
Chanted Annie and Clarabel as they whooshed into the last station. Everyone was there to celebrate Thomas's victory. But they gave Bertie a big welcome, too.
Well done, Thomas, said Bertie. That was fun, but to beat you over that hill, I should have to grow wings and be an airplane.
They now keep each other very busy. They often talk about their race, but Bertie's passengers don't like being bounced like peas in a frying pan. And Sir Topham Hatt has warned Thomas not to race at dangerous speeds. So although, between you and me, they would like to have another race, I don't think they ever will. Do you?
After the race, Thomas and Bertie became even faster friends. Get it? That's a joke. Race. Faster friends.
But it's true. Games are a good way to meet new friends.
Do you think we'll be friends with the Snarlyville Slashers after the game?
Maybe, if Schemer will let us.
I thought this was supposed to be fun.
Schemer will be really mad if we lose.
I think he'll get mad at himself first. Besides, games can be fun whether you win or lose.
But I thought the whole idea was to win.
I've forgotten who won most of the games I played in, but I always remember if I've played a good game. That way, everyone can be a winner. Why don't you take a look in this magic bubble and see what I mean?
It's great to belt the ball a country mile and round the bases with a cocky smile. But win or lose it, everyone's had tons of fun. Everyone's a winner. It's well to run like crazy down the track and know your nearest rival's 10 yards back. But if you both are running 'cause you love to run, then everyone's a winner. The sun is shining brightly on the players and the stands. Everyone is happy to be here. But if you can't enjoy yourself unless you're getting hands, why not give yourself a healthy cheer? Rah, 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 oh, oh, rah, 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 rah. Your team's ahead and time is nearly up. And then the others score and take the cup. You think you're gonna cry, but kid, what's done is done. So why not just remember what you truly won? You really were a winner before the final gun. 'Cause everyone who tries, I got it, I got it. Everyone who cheers, way to go, Ziggy. Everyone who comes, everyone who plays, everyone who learns and grows in all so many ways. Everyone who stands up tall and takes his lumps but gives his all. Everyone, 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 everyone. Everyone's a winner. Everyone's a winner. Everyone's a winner. Everyone's a winner.
Mr. Conductor's right. Everyone's a winner.
Team? Uh-oh. It's almost game time. And there's a few things your old coach wants to tell you. First off, if we lose the game, I never want to see your faces again. Secondly, when you're out there on the field and the going gets tough, just remember how good it's going to feel when we win and we can yell at the other team, we win, we win, you lose, ha, 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 ha. I love that feeling. Now, kids, let's get out there and win one for the Schemer. Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. Hustle, hustle, hustle. Come on, 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 come on. Hey, 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 wait for me, wait for me, wait for me.
Grace, the pitching ace, who can pitch the ball and stay on pitch at the same time. The catcher is Brother Rex, who thought that being behind the plate meant he could eat from it. And stepping up to bat is Swinging Tito Swing. The wind. The pitch. It's one. Three. No, wait. He's actually hit the ball. Ladies and gentlemen, he's rounding.
For the home.
dumb game. I'm taking up water polo.
Oh, Schema, what happened, huh? How'd the game go? Who won?
We lost. The Slashers won. I think I failed as a coach. And the kids are taking the loss pretty hard.
Oh, really?
The kids, the Slashers! Hip-hip, hooray! Hip-hip, hooray! Hip-hip, hooray! Now, three cheers for us! Hip-hip, hooray! Hip-hip, hooray! Hip-hip, hooray!
Sounds like they're taking it really hard, Schemer. Hey, Billy, how did the game go?
It was a good one, Stacy, but I think I cheered too loud, lost my voice.
I'll tell her. It was close. Tight, a nail biter.
Really?
Your pitcher was good, but we got our hits. We fielded those grounders. We snagged those pop-ups.
Anyone know something?
Dad Danny, he's a real nifty shortstop.
Really?
Good hands, good eye. You know something? You guys were really great, too.
Oh, you were great. You were
But Aunt Stacy, Schemer helped us a lot.
Mm-hmm. I did?
Oh, looks to me like you've got a great team that's very, very proud of their coach.
I am? They are? I am? Okay. I'll tell you what, team. Let's have a little post-game practice. We'll bang a few balls, steal a few bases. We'll put them back, of course. What do you say, huh? Come on.
I thought you said you gave up on us.
Yeah.
You said you quit.
Mm-hmm.
You said you never wanted to see another game again.
Well, I also said that I was a bad coach, and that's not true. Okay, team, come on, let's go. Jonesy, come on and join us. Come on.
I would love to join you, Schemer, but I've got to stay here and take care of the station.
Oh, you go ahead, Stacy. I'll watch things around here.
Really, Billy? Yeah. I'd love to. I won't be long, I promise.
Hey, Jonesy.
Yeah.
Listen, perhaps you could teach our pitchers how to throw the ball really hard right at the batter. That way, give us a better chance of winning.
Schemer.
Just kidding.
I think you all look like a bunch of winners to me. Let's do the victory cheer, huh?
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the word. Reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining constellation, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true. Your own imagination, waiting there for you.
Funding for this program was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the financial support of viewers like you.
This is PBS.